Welcome back in, folks. If you want to, we got open phone lines. Give us a buzz, 402-951-1628, 77951-1628. Hit me up in the Equitable Bank Zone inbox, burrs@1620thezone.com, or on the Jade Tech Construction Zone Twitter feed, at Verse51. Shout out also, Next Gen Male Medical Clinic. Done a fantastic job here with the Zone Studio. I'm Matt Verzal. He's George Norwood, the lean, mean fighting machine that is George Norwood, mixing it up back there. When we were off to break, we got into a little hoops talk coming out of that verse. I'm with you on the Tyronn Lue thing. I would not want to be in there. I get belittled at home enough. I don't need to be belittled at my job as well while the cameras are on. While the cameras are on, who would want that? That comes from Jim. Jim, good on you there, but hot takes verse. Oh, here, Alice. There's a name you don't hear every day. Alice on the other side says, "Verse, I disagree. Tyronn Lue should take that job. He knows what he's getting into with LeBron, and what's the worst can happen? They win another championship." Blake shows quite a ways out from that. But though, much as we talk. About stability and leadership, and that trickles down into the team. You know, he tried the Magic deal. I don't think if Kobe is really behind the scenes pulling the strings, you know, having them keep Rob Pelinka with the Lakers front office, and I think Kobe should come in and assume Magic's role. That's going to be hard on literally everyone there, from the guy that takes the tickets, the guy that scrubs the toilets, to the guy that, like, you're going to live the Mamba mentality. Now, he don't want nothing to do with that job.
I was about to say, he wants nothing to do with it, yeah.
He's doing his own thing. He's making his own cash, doing well. Cake, he's got a production company.
Getting Oscars.
Kobe's doing his own thing.
Yep.
Got just as many Oscars as Leo. Right?
Right, yeah.
I know.
100%.
I researched that one. I wasn't wrong. But, so Kobe coming to save the day ain't happening. And I don't think anybody's ready for that. But, same breath, you know, we're looking at, if you get the organization shored up here pretty quick, that season ends, there's a lot of talent going to be available. You know, drastically does your team look different? I'll even leave the Ball kid on the team. Ball, Davis, James. Take that lineup?
100%.
Kawhi, LeBron, Kuzma.
100%.
You're going to be a problem for some people, right? But until that front office is stable, I don't know why we would want to come venture to it. Because honestly, this year has been a circus.
To say the least.
Mm-hmm. At every turn. And the craziest part still to me is how quiet LaVar Ball is, which further reinforces my thing. I think they paid him. We're going to pay you to shut up. We're going to give you X $1,000 a month or a week or a day just to not,
just shut up.
Every day you're on social media, we take the check back. Because big baller brand ain't working, bud. You got hustled by your own guy. You got no money. So take it easy. But back to the organization talk. A lot of stability to me came quickly when the Harv was gone, right? They got Ryan Green, Hank Bounds, and it was a Bounds that decided to move on. Okay, so he's gone. That's okay. Ryan Green's still in that position. They'll fill the other one. But even a plan at the top is what I'm looking at. Even that plan up there with those guys, like, hey, this is what we have to be. This is our vision. This is how we're going to do it. You know, we feel good about our AD over there. You know, don't mess. Just let her be. Check in every now and then. Hey, guys, everything going good? Feeling right about this? That's why I think the stability with the Golden State Warriors makes them the way they are. The stability with the New England Patriots. The stability with the Alabama Crimson Tide. Byrne, the AD Byrne at Alabama. His calls are brief.
Right.
Nick, how we doing? Good, 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 good talk. All right, talk to you next week. Away we go.
Right.
You're making your own money. Hey, how's your budget? Byrne ain't calling on the big, hey, Nick, couldn't help but notice your budget's a little out of whack here, bud. Yep, here's what we needed to do, X, Y, and Z. All right, good to talk to you. Thanks, bud. Move her on. Keep her going. Kraft and Kraft and Belichick. For the love of God, do not release the Roger Kraft. I don't need to see Robert Kraft's please. Video footage. I really don't.
Please do not release that.
I'm not the afternoon show. I'm not going to get into positions, but it's not. But just don't.
Please don't.
I don't need that. Do not need that. But solid organization. The Lakers, I think, can be super relevant getting their S together. Get it together on the front office side. In your leadership side, pick off a couple free agents and away you go. Like this, you have the best player in the world on your team.
Yeah.
Give him a piece.
And all they need is one. They need one person to sign with them, a high caliber player. If it's Kawhi, if it's going out to get Kyrie, they get one person and then the dominoes will start coming.
That's another one. Is this like a breakup and then getting back into a bad relationship?
It could be.
Did LeBron break up with two people and now he's going to get back together with both of them?
It could be. It very well could be. Because I
imagine that. Hey, Ty.
If the Boston Celtics do not make the Eastern Conference final.
No, really. I did some hurtful things to you. Really like the chances to get back together. If you come out and coach Lakers, that'd be great.
At least come out and get dinner with me.
No, the burner phone, he's calling Kyrie. Kyrie. Baby, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, baby. I didn't mean it. I think you see it now. Just come out let's play like an 8-game date this summer. Come out and play summer league with me. Let's see what happens. This guy's going to pull up double breakup, double get back together.
100%.
Like a move never seen, except in Utah.
You know who's next? Kevin Love.
No. Nope. 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 No, no. K-Love is like, I got paid. I'm good. I'm boys, you have fun. I'm out of here.
This Cleveland skyline looks good.
If I can stay healthy for more than 35 minutes, I'm kind of the man out here.
I am the guy.
Yeah, right. Something's probably going to rupture here walking upstairs. There, but you know what? The check's still going to clear. So there you go, boys. Thanks for coming out. Oh, man. It's, wow. The very elusive double breakup, double get back together. Burner phone in one hand, sliding into Insta DMs on the other. And it is funny because sometimes you don't know what you got till it's gone. Like,
and I think Kyrie realized that immediately.
It's hard when someone is being hard on you, and I run into it every day at Paisans. I had to have a discussion last night. I'm trying to. Not force a kid, but I'm trying to mold a kid into his style of being the leader of the kitchen. I'm like, hey, bud, you doing XYZ meaningless task is not helping employee 2 and 3 do the major task of preparing food to put out to the customer. So get up here and help them, and then you can all go back and do the dishes together.
There it is.
But don't think you're getting ahead because you're getting this done while these guys are failing. Like, so that side of it, that light bulb moment when it clicked with Kyrie, I was like, uh-oh. Because that's my first thought. I'm like, he going to L.A. He gone.
As soon as that report came out.
LeBron, you sly dog. Slide dog. Pull a double breakup, double recovery. We're taking a break here. Come back. Might chat a little hockey when we return here on Game Time, 1620 The Zone.